Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Will you be so kind to answer a few questions for me? I'm not going to take too long with you.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me ask you, is your name Mark Davis?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, let's continue in English. Let me see. Now, first of all, I'm sorry to ask you, but are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay, great. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in November's elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote 50-50 chance, or you think you will not vote?
Oh, I'll vote.
Okay, great. Almost certain to vote. Okay, do you mind providing me with your date of birth? You don't have to if you don't want to. Sorry?
Can you still hear me? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, good. March 24, 1970.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you, or anyone in your household are Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, do you consider yourself to be a white African American or black or Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander?
White.
Okay, great. Thinking about voting in the November elections, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote? Very motivated.
I'm very
to
motivated.
Vote?
Yeah, okay. Extremely motivated.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off of the wrong track?
Oh, that's a double-ended question, because some things are better and some things are worse. So they're doing a good job in some respects, and then in other respects, there's a lot of work to be done, not being done at the pace that it needs to be.
Okay, so your answer
be
will be
specific if you want.
Yeah, so your answer will be don't know.
You can call it don't know, sure.
Okay, no problem then. Okay, now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them. If you are favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion
okay.
or have never heard of the person, please say so. Marcelino Quiñones.
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. Carlos Galindo, Elvira.
I never heard of. No, I haven't heard of that candidate.
Okay. Katie Hobbs.
Strongly favorable.
Okay. Anna Hernandez.
I haven't heard of her.
And the last one is Kate Gallego.
I'd say favorable. I'd say strongly favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Now, let me see. Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Phoenix City Council is doing? Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, disapprove strongly?
I approve strongly.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the elections in November, the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. For whom would you vote, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the elections for Phoenix City Council were held today, and the candidates from your area were Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quiñones, Michael Nowakowski, and Anna Hernandez, for whom will you vote? Emilio Avila? Martin? Yeah.
I don't know. I have to research that.
Undecided. Okay, no problem. That's what I'm going to put down. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate you will lean, would it be Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quiñones, Michael Nowakowski, or Ana Hernandez?
I have no idea. It'd probably be Nowakowski, but I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay, so undecided.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. Housing costs, climate change and excessive heat, street and road maintenance, homelessness, crime, racial equity, public transportation, jobs and economic development, water quality and supply, other, none, or don't know?
I would say homeless would pop the list.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez for each. Please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. How you feel? Very convincing?
Yeah, that's very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Ana's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. Is that very convincing? So what convincing? A little convincing? Not at all convincing? But no?
Somewhat,
okay. Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up for lawmakers who want to take the choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. How do you feel? Very convincing, okay. Anna believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects on climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. All right. We already have 75, so we almost done, okay? Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix Council. Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs to residents.
That's very convincing.
Okay. Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policy in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine. Is that very convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, great. Thank you for your answer. Marcelino has been a champion on first-time home buyer programs in the state of Santa. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the streets and into housing programs.
Very good.
Okay, and the last one is, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with local businesses community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Very good.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let me see. Well, we already at 80. After hearing more information, if the elections of Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Ana Hernandez and Marcelino Quiñones, for who would you vote? Ana Hernandez or Marcelino Quiñones?
Still undecided.
Okay, no problem. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Ana Hernandez or Marcelino Quiñones or someone else?
It's undecided. I have to do some research.
Okay, no problem. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
A Democrat.
Okay. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Thinking in the political terms, will you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative?
I'd say I'm moderate.
Moderate, okay. What was the last year of schooling that you had completed? From first to 11th grade, high school graduate, no college post, high school including vocational, technical, or trade school, some college including community college, 2 years degree, some college coursework, 4 years college graduate, postgraduate school degree.
An associate degree.
Okay. All right, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with a friend or family?
I own it.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time that you took with me, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, guys. Come on, late driver.